once they are triaged and it's decided whether they are very minor injuries that really don't even need treatment, minor injuries that need treatment that can wait, major injuries that need to be treated immediately, or unfortunately those patients that are either expired or going to expire no matter what you do. And in a disaster situation, that's a very real category. One of the rescuers brought me an infant that had injuries that were totally incompatible with life. There was not a prayer that a miracle could save it. In a disaster situation, you have to accept those things. I took the child, handed it to one of our people working in the treatment area, one of our female medics, and said, would you place this child in the ambulance that we had designated as a morgue for children? She advised me that, you know, the baby still appeared to be breathing, and I told her that it was simply an agonal response, that there was no life there, and another medic, senior paramedic on the scene, confirmed that to her. She relayed to me that she didn't feel like she could just lay the baby down, and so I let her get in the back of the ambulance, closed the door, gave her some privacy, and she held the baby and rocked it until the respiration ceased. I'm very, very moved by that instinct of her not being able to lay that baby down to die by itself. And I think that's the kind of bravery that we saw in all of our medics, and for that matter, all of the responders that morning. If I allow five medics to take care of five patients that we all know aren't going to survive, especially a patient like this that we can look at and say there's nothing to survive, there are brain injuries incompatible with life, those five medics could be helping somebody else that if we assign them to that black tag patient, another patient may die that could have been saved.